Blog Talk Radio.
I'm so fresh, so clean, because of that man. He bled and died and gave me life again. I mean, life began because I was sinking down to the pit. That's where I was heading. My ultimate heaven sent evident and sacrifice. Thank you, thank you, thank you for tremendously saving my life. You saved my life. Yup, 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 you saved my life. And you made me brand.
Sometimes it's darkest before dawn. Life has a way of presenting paradigm shifts that can alter the course of your life. Sometimes you don't reap what you sow until the latter days. And you've often probably heard the term, that you save the best for last. It's kind of like the first miracle that was done by Jesus at the wedding, where everyone at these weddings, the celebrations would last for weeks, and everyone asked why they saved the best wine, which represents joy and merriment, for last, because it's the miracle of life at a celebration which typifies the culmination, a union, the coming together to make one, cohesiveness. Often people will live life for a long time and live a life where there's a lot of regrets. An excellent book called The Seasons of a Man's Life by Daniel J. Levinson, where they study 22 different men at different levels of age and careers, different races. Follows them for 10 years. And you see different progressions. You see people dying early. You read about people being frustrated with their life, mid-term in their lives. And I say mid-term because there's pre-adulthood, adulthood, late adulthood, being middle-aged, and we go through different stages. And going through each stage means a loss of vigor and youth for some people. But then there's also the loss of the illusion of life. And that's called disillusionment. And that disillusionment pretty much is a feeling of disappointment resulting from the discovery that something is not as good as one believed it to be, which could be your very life, because you had these illusions or delusions of grandeur of the way you thought life should go, which caused you to miss out on life on the way. Even at around 60, there again is the reality and experience of bodily decline. Statistically, a gradual decline starting at about 30, but continuing its inexorable course over the remaining years. A man does not suddenly become old at 50, 60, or 80. In the 50s and 60s, however, many mental and physical changes intensify our experience of our own aging and then, of course, our mortality. As we move through late generations and our cultures, has only the terrifying term of old age in our later generations. That's what we hear a lot. But what we're talking about today is the fact that depending upon how you embrace your life and your experiences, which every experience should be enjoyed intensely, ultimately, to the extreme, because we create memories, and in the end, that's really all you have. I've lost a parent, a matriarchal figure, and the memories are very intense, very strong. And the one thing I think about pretty often is, did I miss out on some, or could I have created more? But the fact of the matter is that there are moments and memories that are inescapable in my dreams at night, or in my life, or in my thought process. Never realized it would be so intense. The holding on to the memories that can make you sad or make you happy. And we don't realize it's what we do with our lives on a daily basis, who we surround ourselves with, our circle, who we call friends, who we communicate with and exchange ideas with. The tragedy is the regrets, because when one holds on to the disillusionment for too long and tries to remain in a position of power and authority beyond your years, you can actually do something to yourself. You can become a tyrannical ruler, despotic, unwise, unloved, and very unloving. And then in the end, you are not able to even love yourself. You know, there will be a lot of difficulties, as the book was stating. If a man holds on to a position of formal authority beyond 65 or 70, you become out of phase with your own generation. You become in conflict if you're late adulthood, because you have people underneath you who are needing to assume greater responsibilities and step into a position of power, of which you can become a figure of wisdom to enhance their life stage and allow them to fulfill their illusions so that they don't walk into a place of disillusionment. We have to learn how to change our satisfactions and what pleases us and what helps us to get through the reality of the fact that we're facing a mortality for sure. Life has become pretty scary for a lot of people in 2020. Everyone is trying to take a breath and waiting to exhale. And unfortunately, I think no one is willing to accept the fact that life as we have known it has altered itself and changed itself. And there's a saying, you've got to learn to ride the wave. Surfing. Just like you surf through channels, you're surfing through your life. If you're willing to adapt, even in the midst of a storm, you can find joy. the best wine for last is because your sources became depleted. And then you allowed a miracle to take place and transform something that you took for granted, water, into wine. And totally altered the situation and made for a more festive situation. Your life is beautiful. Your life is wonderful. Allow that you thought you had, that you thought you needed. Allow things to deplete themselves so that there can be a renewal and a restoring or a replacement of something even better. Even when you thought it couldn't get better. That's what you're not in control. Your life course is not controlled by you. It's being revealed to you. The inspirations that pushed you to be who you are, you thought appeared in your mind out of nowhere. No, they were placed in your mind, soul, and spirit, and psyche to achieve this, because this is who you wanted to be. It wasn't your own thoughts. It was the inspiration that came from above, like the flight of a dove, and sat upon you. You pushed yourself into, you've achieved it. Enjoy the fruits of your life and your hard work. But don't become despotic, angry, and evil, envious, but be, exist, play your part, and accept what life has presented to you and make the best out of it. And if it's change that's indicative and necessary, you have the power to make the change and get back on course. And let love lead the way. This has been 180 Degree Wednesday. I am to the preacher. Make the best of your hump day.
God sent music.
I'm so fresh, so clean, because of that man. He bled and died and gave me life again. I mean, life began because I was sinking down to the pit. That's where I was heading. My own cement, half the sin, evident and sacrifice. Thank you, thank you, thank you for tremendously saving my life. You saved my life. Yup, 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 you saved my life. And you made me breathe.